Well, today, I want us to think about what we're thinking about when we think about God. Let me say that again. I want us to think about what we're thinking about when we think about God. Got it? Listen to the late A.W. Tozer. He said this: what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. So what comes into your mind when you think about God? Is God waiting to punish me? Is God an absentee father? Is God a moral monster? Is God simply a figment of my imagination? You see, what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. So let me ask you, what do you think God is like? What do you think God's like? Is God like Santa? Santa, the beautiful story of the old man who lives with his wife in the North Pole, really far away. Santa who visits us once a year. He doesn't want a relationship with us. He just wants to swoop down and give us some gifts if we have been good, if we leave a token cookie and glass of milk, of course. And as I've been thinking about Santa, I noticed that my relationship with Santa is centered on a little bit of fear. Just a little bit of fear. You see, I gotta make Santa happy, right? He needs to be happy with me. Is my relationship with Santa based on fear? You decide. He's making a list, and he's checking it twice, and he's going to find out who's been naughty and who's been nice. He sees me when I'm sleeping. He knows when I'm awake. He knows when Matthew has been bad or good. So Matthew, be good, for goodness sake. Change your life. Be a better person. You better watch out, boy. You better not cry. Like, as I've been thinking about this, I'm starting to think that my relationship with Santa is based on fear. It's one of our key stories at Christmas time, and it's centered on fear. It's based on, here it is, earning approval so that the big man with the white beard from that faraway place will find me worthy enough to give me a gift. I think that's how many of us see God. And I'm starting to relate to my son, Micah. He got a very unpleasant visit from Santa Claus the other day. Santa came running over to our table, unexpected. And my son did not like that. You better not cry. Is this what God's like? Or let's think about a different Christmas story. Is God like the three ghosts who visit Ebenezer Scrooge? We know the story. The old greedy miser Ebenezer Scrooge needs a God moment. He's so mean, he needs to learn a lesson. And so he's visited by three spirits. One shows him his past, the other his present life, and the third will show him what his future will look like if he doesn't change his ways. And I want you to listen to Charles Dickens as he describes the third spirit. It, the spirit, was shrouded in a deep black garment, which concealed its head, its face, its form, and left nothing of it visible save one outstretched hand. Its mysterious presence filled him with a solemn dread. He knew no more, for the spirit neither spoke nor moved. Its mysterious presence filled him with a solemn dread. There it is again. A Christmas story anchored in fear. Now, we have young kids with us, so I won't go into the details. But this spirit has quite the way of instilling fear into Scrooge's heart. Many of you know those scenes. And we know that Scrooge becomes a changed man. He becomes generous, he becomes kind, but he only changes because of fear. The third spirit scared him out of his old way of living. Is this what God is like? Is that what God does? Now, you need to know that I love these Christmas stories. These are great Christmas stories. They're fun, and they have a lot of good things to say about being generous. I love that. But these stories point us to a really bad way to think about God. He's the God who rarely comes around. He shows up when we mess up. He shows up when he's angry. He's a distant grandfather, or he's like the absent father. And if he's handing out gifts, it's to good little boys and girls, not sinners like myself. He doesn't give gifts to sinners like me. And he'll use fear to get his way. Is this what God is like? Remember, what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. So listen to the Christmas story. Hear the words from angels, messengers. Angels comes from the Greek word angelos, which just means a messenger. These are messengers from God, sent to bring good news to several characters in the Christmas story. Listen. Listen. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Luke 1. Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. Luke 1:30. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And to shepherds in a field at night, the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Messiah. He is the Lord. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And do not be afraid. God has showed up, and he's sleeping in a manger. And he didn't come using fear. He comes in humility. And he doesn't come using anger. He comes in great love. And he doesn't come using the tactics of manipulation. He comes in humble incarnation. Incarnation, a word that means to take on flesh. The good news is that Jesus is God in the flesh. God come to us to be with us. You see, Christmas is a protest to the very idea that God is angry. For 2,000 years, the Christian church has boldly proclaimed that God is not angry. He's not mad at you, ready to scold you, ready to cut you down. Well, at times it might be convenient for God to be that way. Because, you know, if he's like that, then we can easily dismiss him, right? We can easily walk away from that kind of abuse. But the Bible will say, no, God is not like that. That is not who God is. Because on Christmas Eve, we look at Jesus born in Bethlehem, and we see what God is like. Look at Jesus born in Bethlehem and see what God is like. The Bible makes the audacious claim that if you wanted to know God, if you're thinking, who's God? Like, what is he like? What is he about? How can I know what God is like? If you wanted to know what God was like, look at Jesus. Paul the Apostle writes this. He says, the Son is the image of the invisible God. The Son, that's Jesus, is the image of the invisible God. Lying in a manger, we see the very image of what God is like. And Jesus is love. He loved and fed the poor. He taught us how to love our enemy. He healed the sick. He confronted hypocrisy. He challenged the proud. He gave grace to the sinner. And he gives up his life for the world. Jesus died for us. He laid down his life for us. And there is no greater example of humble, sacrificial love in all of history. Jesus is love. And the Bible says this: there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. I'm going to read that again. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Perfect love drives out fear. This message tonight is this. You don't need to fear God anymore. God is for you. He is for your healing. He is for your freedom. God is for you, that you might find life in him, through him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. You see, Christmas reminds us that God is anything but angry. Oh, he is very unlike our modern Christmas stories, as beautiful as they are. They cannot capture the radical, self-giving, world-shaping, heart-changing, magnificent love of God. Perfect love came to the world that night in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. And you don't need to fear him anymore. He has come for you, and he loves you. If I have said anything this afternoon that intrigues you, and you are new to the story of Jesus, or it's been a long time since you've been walking with Jesus, I would love to welcome you to come and explore more about Jesus and the love of God. I want to invite you to come and attend an Alpha course here at the church. You know, an Alpha course is an 8-week journey, an 8-week course where anyone of any faith, of any background, who wants to know more about Jesus can come and to learn more about him. Come and be our guest. I'm inviting you to come have dinner with us together for 8 weeks here at the church as we dive into some core questions when it comes to Christianity. And we look at topics like this. Who is Jesus? Why did Jesus have to die? Who is the Holy Spirit? Why and how do I read the Bible? What about the problem of evil? We look at all of these different questions. We explore them together. Some of you I know are probably from out of town. I would encourage you to find an Alpha course near you at a local church. You can just head to alphacanada.org and you can find a course near you. The next Alpha class here at North Langley will start on January 17th, Wednesday night. And you're more than welcome to come. Here's the deal. It's great food and there's free childcare. Come on, parents. You can come. Wednesday night, join us, come with a friend, and don't miss this opportunity to know the God that loves you. And so I end with what I started with. What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. Perfect love was born in a stable 2,000 years ago. He showed us what God was like, and he offers us hope. Hope for the hurting, hope for the sinner, hope for the addicted, hope for the lonely, hope for the hurt, hope for the broken, and hope for the poor. North Langley, Merry Christmas. Do not be afraid, for perfect love casts out fear.